Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about a growing trend in the world that's making the headlines quite a lot in recent years, going back to nature, and it has different aspects. Be with us. This is what we'd like to talk about. Tal, please. Yeah, the trend is very clear. You can especially see it in motherhood, parenthood, in places where nature has a very strong impact on our life regarding our babies, our children, that there's a certain demand to stop something that's been going on for many years in society. It's a reverse trend that gives mothers the freedom to go out and work, things that are seemingly good, but today we see more and more young women that don't want this. They do want to stay with their baby after birth, to breastfeed their baby beyond the 3 month of leave that they get from work. Also, the Ministry of Health recommends to breastfeed babies until the age of 2. Meaning we see that there is a growing understanding, despite the previous generations, that did the opposite, that this is something that's good for us. But despite that, there's also the opposite trend that says, wait a second, we're headed toward a more and more artificial world, artificial intelligence, robots replacing us in so many things. Why do we need to do this to women? Why do you have to breastfeed? Why do you have to hold the babies on your hands so much? Different such thoughts that say that the best thing is our freedom. And this is what machines help us do. And this is the opposite trend. So we see these two trends, and we'd like to understand, where are we headed? Are we going back to nature? Are we moving away from it? What's the right thing? How do you see these changes? We see that in the animal world. In the animate world, everything happens instinctively, naturally, according to the laws of nature. And you don't have anything that breaches that, that you want to do things one way or another, but it's all by nature. On the human level, on the speaking degree, man does many actions out of his own free choice regarding how to behave. And this really confuses him. This is the source for all of our problems. That everyone thinks that they know how to fill that place where we didn't get from nature, inner, natural orders. And there, everyone's smart. Correct behavior depends on correct education. Correct education, where will we get it from? For this, we really have to know what the laws of nature are, what is its plan, the end of our development, how do we influence nature, the force that develops us, because we see that every time we're changing. But how are we changing? This is something that we don't know. Into what form? We also don't know. We find ourselves in some new form. We're as if born, we open our eyes and, a new day. And in this new day, we have new thoughts, desires, everything's different. But how will we ourselves control this? How will we understand what's the right, correct thing to do, one way or another? This we have no idea. Therefore, all those that say that they know what to do in every moment in human development, what's above nature, what nature left for our own free choice, anyone who thinks that they know, they simply don't know anything. They don't even know that we exist in a system of laws where there are the absolute rules of nature that encompass everything in an integral, closed, complete system. And therefore, unfortunately, without investigating nature and getting the answers from it as to how we're supposed to develop on each and every step of ours, instead of that, we think that we know. And then different universities and politicians and writers and all the media, they fill the pages and the air of the world with whatever they feel like. And then this is what we're nourished by, and we think, to do this or to do that, this better, that's better. That wouldn't be that bad were we to at least differentiate between what was given to us clearly by nature and that place where we as human beings can change something in human society and something. But regarding breastfeeding, like you said, then from nature, we have clear orders regarding what we have to do. And therefore, we have no permission to change anything, because we, human beings, are all in all a part of nature. In this respect, we're just like animals, connected to nature, and therefore, this is what we have to realize. And if it says to breastfeed until the age of two, then until the age of two, and not that after a month I disconnect the baby from the mother. It does say in the Torah that another woman can breastfeed someone else's baby. There are such things, and all throughout history it existed. Maybe a mother doesn't have the milk, or she can't, and so on. But why are you saying that this is the law of nature, according to what? Because a mother and her baby that she gives birth to, it's a part of nature. It's a part of the animal, animate world. I don't think of a woman that gives birth and takes care of the baby as someone that's a part of the speaking degree in this respect. She is a part of the animal world, of the animate degree. By nature, we're mammals, right? Yeah. So that's it? So what is there to talk about then? Yeah, but we invented, you can invent whatever you want, but we have orders from nature. Who told you that nature is less smart than you are? The fact is that we have milk substitutes. I don't think that it's good or healthy. I think that there's no substitute for mother's milk. Okay, suppose it's hard for a woman to breastfeed and so on. So this is your business. Arrange society then for it to be easier. I mean, physically. So make it easier for her. It's hard for her. Let another woman do it for her, like it was all throughout history. So instead of another woman, I have substitutes. No, because you don't know what exists in a woman's milk. If this is the approach, then you can say, okay, don't use the microwave, don't drive a car, don't this, don't do that, don't use electricity at home. This is also true, but this is less of a problem. Why? Because here we're talking about human life, and we don't know what a child gets through a woman's milk. Okay, but I gave you examples from different fields in life where you do use technology. I'm sorry, but this isn't an example. Because instead of having fire from wood, I use electricity. But it's not what I get inside, I take in. You don't know what micro elements, what components exist in a woman's milk. Okay, not human milk, cow milk. Still, somehow, it's from the animate degree. It's not artificial that in a few years we discover what's going on there. My father, I come from a village, I grew up on a farm, and my parents had a cowshed, and they prepared dairy products from what they got from their farm. They had an entire industry of dairy products in their backyard. So butter was butter, milk was milk. Today, when I go to the supermarket to buy milk, the milk is 1,000% less qualitative and everything else. But we're not there anymore. We advanced, because that's life. Why are you differentiating everything that you're doing in life today? What you wear, what you eat, the coffee that you're drinking, everything around you, your entire world is plastic, artificial. But in this respect, you're saying very decisively, no, this is the way of nature that a mother has to breastfeed her baby. This is how it is in the animal world. This is what we have to do. This is what a baby gets from his mother. This is the only thing. Later on, he gets from bread, from butter, from different things. But this is what he gets from her body. And there's no substitute for that. This is how it also is in the animal world. Later, there are different kinds of foods. Researchers say this and so on, that there's no substitute, and therefore there's a very clear trend by the Ministry of Health and so on that encourage breastfeeding. But how do you see this trend that developed not to breastfeed or to actually relieve us from the dependence that nature put us in? Because we're that egoistic that mothers don't want to depend on their babies. Look how much the human ego has developed that mothers don't want to breastfeed. I'm not saying that if a mother can, there are different problems in this respect, but that she doesn't want to. It also has to do with the influence of the environment, of society. I'm not talking about society at all. Society and public opinion can say what they want. It's all like a blowing wind. Yeah, but what does it say about nature that created such mechanisms that create such dependence between two people, between a mother and her baby? It's very hard. I'm not saying whether it's hard or not. I'm saying that if nature made it so, then this is what we have to carry out because for sure that's the best thing for the baby. That's it. Here, I'm following nature. I'm not raising myself to a higher degree than nature because I'm smart enough to see that I'm not smarter than nature. But breaking loose of this dependence, it allows us to, doesn't have anything to do with allowing or not, because anything that we allow ourselves to do only brings harm to our planet. I never saw that we're doing anything good in our free time. Okay, question. I understand your opinion on breastfeeding, and in recent years, women are going back to breastfeeding. This also isn't proof for me. Maybe it's just a bit that they started understanding what it's really doing, and it doesn't say anything. In a few years, it could change again. What interests me is the general approach. Breastfeeding is just an example, and you said the principle is very simple. It doesn't matter if it's easy or hard. What's interesting for me to see is what did nature define, and this is what we have to follow, because there are things in which we're completely a part of the animate world, and this won't change. I want to put breastfeeding aside and understand the concept of going back to nature. I'm not going back to nature. We talked only about breastfeeding. So I want to understand this boundary. Why do you allow yourself to use all the wonders of technology? Wherever you have ready systems, natural systems that come from nature and the relations between people or between a mother and her child, there, for sure, we have to follow nature and keep it as much as we can. Regarding the rest of our relations or relationships, I don't know. Let's discuss each one of them per se, how artificial it is, or is there a substitute for it in nature? Where else? You can cook on natural fire, fire generated by electricity, fire that comes from burning gas or oil or whatever. It's fire one way or another. It's heat. So you have a pot standing on the heat and cooking. And it's also different than preparing it in a microwave oven, because there you have waves and we already know how harmful that is. Right. And so on. So you have to see. But it's not that it's natural. It's all according to the principle of heating things up or cooling them down. So I don't get you. It's like getting water from artificial sources after different processes and so on, and you're told this water is so clean. spring water. It's exactly what it's not. You'll be told that it's spring water. And also, we don't know what exists in spring water. After all of our meticulous examinations, still there are many forces there and parts, particles, that in the meantime, we don't know how to identify. And therefore, there are things that have no substitute. Artificial substitute. Okay, so if I understand correctly, the important thing here are the ties that nature builds naturally. The connections. Humanity in the past decades tried to break them apart, kind of. This is a part of humanity's general direction of disconnecting from nature, because instinctively, we don't want to depend on nature. We don't want to be under the control of nature, because nature forces us to connect with each other in mutuality, in connection. And instinctively, really subconsciously, we don't want it. And therefore, we kick nature. What sensitivity are we missing or has disappeared from us lately that we have to bring back? Like the example with babies, that there are mothers that put their baby in the nursery immediately after birth and are disconnected from him in the very first stages of life, of his life. So is there lacking some kind of the influence of the environment plus the egoistic development of man? At 6, 7 a.m., I see plenty of people, young couples, that take their poor children from home, put them in the car, bring them to the kindergarten, or even babies, as young as babies, in order to run to work. All the yuppies. So it's also an example that modern society has built a way of life for itself where we're as if disconnected. A child disconnects from his parents. The parents disconnect from each other. They disconnect from home. They only come to quickly cook something in the microwave oven, prepare something to stop their hunger. And maybe not, because they eat outside someplace in a restaurant, and that's it. So even if we head toward a more technological world that's not as natural as before, will these ties between us, these sensitivities, will they have to come back? There's no going back. It's incorrect to go back. It's to advance in our understanding of what nature is. What is it demanding of us, and how can we be in harmony with it? What are the laws or the rules here? I always hear mothers saying, there's no thumb rule here, one truth that this is how you have to raise a baby. True, because this is how they themselves were raised. In a world that there's no one truth, in the world there is one truth, only not in the world that we have built. Also, we weren't the ones that built it. It was built by a limited number of tycoons that can become ever more richer at our expense. So where is this truth? In nature, that first and foremost we have to be connected between ourselves and in the family, and also between us and above the boundaries of our countries and nations. Only connection. This is what we need, what we have to have. And until we understand that connection is the most important thing, the most important value, we will not succeed in building anything. Were I to ask you, okay, so in the past thousands of years we've developed science and technology, and in nature, in the nature that we live in, we've built an artificial bubble called human society, with plenty of equipment and the wonders of technology that allow us to do many things. And probably there's also something about it that's incorrect. What is there correct in it? Many correct things. You and I were sitting talking in a TV studio and millions of people are watching us. And what do you have as a result? That people can get new thoughts. What thoughts? Of other people. What do they have as a result? Suppose if they watch you, I think they're growing wiser. They're learning things. What are people learning? What they get from others? And this makes the world ever more confused. I want to ask on a larger scale. There's nothing, this is what I want to say, that there's nothing about the technological development, even though that this is the realm that I come from. I'm a scientist. There's nothing good about technological development. If we could go 2,000 or 10,000 years back, there's no going back. Okay, in 10 years, what kind of world would you like to see that will be most synchronized with nature, that everything will be harmonious, that we don't change the laws or rules of nature, that we don't want to make any drastic changes in nature, that we don't want to have trash in our oceans, we don't want to burn trees, we don't want to make anything out of nature, but we want to protect it as much as we can. We want to protect and keep the family as much as we can so that everyone will feel good and comfortable. For us to educate ourselves in such a way that will limit any evil coming from one person to another, and this is how things should be. Today we don't limit the evil between people. To the contrary, today we're creating such new laws, behaviors, that it's completely delusional in the relations between people, regarding the laws of society, which you have on the fake news, on the media. We're living in a world that's one big artificial lie. We see that every time that a person tries to do something artificially, build a society, some kind of government, and even the simplest things of how to raise children, we fail. Of course we do. So how will we get the knowledge? How will we connect with nature so that we'll know what's the right thing to do? Through the recognition of evil, until we'll understand that by this, we're bringing ourselves to death. We will not be able to change anything. This is the direction, this is the inclination. We are in the egoistic will to receive, which is the complete opposite of nature. We want to use it, and we have no choice. We have to reach the recognition of evil, that our ego is the opposite of nature, and therefore it causes us to collide with nature. So what's the process of the correction of change? First of all, the recognition of evil, that our ego, the human ego, is bad, and only in humans. How is it bad? That we want to harm each other. By everyone thinking that they understand what needs to be done and wants to impose it on others. So I have a question. When I listen to what you described, which I think is amazing regarding what is it to build a world which will be in sync with nature, everything you described, I can't even go over it again. But it was an ideal, harmonious picture. And coming from a farm, I fell in love with this picture. But I'm sure that there are people that when they hear these depictions, they think that Dr. Lightman thinks that we should stop using technology and go back to the Stone Age. And in the Stone Age, like you said, we won't burn trees, have trash in the oceans, and we'll live in a family, and you'll have a well in your backyard, you'll grow something. No, you're adding this. There is no going back. You can't inhabit 10 billion people in caves, for example. You don't have enough caves. What, you'll put all of Manhattan in caves? Okay, so that's clear. Do we stop using technology or not? No, only you have to use it to the benefit of man. Just add that, to the benefit of man. Can you explain this addition? I don't want to. So I don't understand. That's the problem. It sounds like it's going back. It's not going back. It's to use all the technologies, all the achievements, all the inventions, everything that we have, to the benefit of man. But who decides what's to the benefit of man and what's not? Those that understand, but not those that are paid to decide one thing or another, or they have a certain interest because they belong to one or another party. Where is it connected to the natural laws that someone knows what's the right law? Who can understand these laws? Besides breastfeeding, that this is easy to understand, but there are many other things in life that we'd like to know how to correctly do. How can we know? This is why the crisis is coming. That is taking out of our hands the ability to use plenty of instruments, tools, and we'll have to redecide how do we use them. We'll have to rethink. And how will we know? We wanna. We'll get this wisdom. For we have no choice. Because the world is as if the old world will be ruined. And where will this wisdom come from? From suffering. From suffering. Because we won't have the ability to exist unless we decide correctly. And then this cry, this demand to decide correctly will give us a new intellect, a new feeling, and we'll be able to change the world. That we won't live our life because someone wants to add a few billions to their bank account. And we have to ruin nature for it. So the only thing that we're missing is the sensitivity to our connection, to the system, to the interdependence. Yes, simple law to the benefit of man. Until we learn this, better sit and do nothing. Last question, because our time's up. Previously, I saw that you abstain from the expression going back to nature. Of course, because you don't like the concept of going back. I don't like this primitiveness. It simply all has to be to the benefit of man. You can use all inventions only to the benefit of man. In the meantime, everything that we're developing, it's in order to kill the other. Our entire development is only in the direction of killing the other. So, the world of tomorrow is a world that lives by the code of to the benefit of man. And where can we bring in nature? If we're not going back to nature, then where is it or it isn't? And what about it? Nature. Yeah. Nature remains on the degrees of the still vegetative and the animate, and on the human, the speaking degree, we have to open our horizons and to learn what does the true human speaking degree mean. Dr. Leitman, that was very interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.